A Matter of Justice by Charles Todd. Narrated by Simon Preble. Chapter 1. The Scilly Isles, May 1920. Ronald Evering was in his study, watching a mechanical toy bank go through its motions, when the idea first came to him. The bank had been a gift from a friend who knew he collected such things. It had been sent over from America, and with it in a small pouch were American pennies with which to feed the new acquisition, because they fit the coin slot better than the English penny. A painted cast-iron figure of a fat man sat in a chair, his belly spreading his brown coat so that his yellow waistcoat showed, and one hand was stretched out to receive his bribe from political figures and ordinary citizens seeking his favour. His name was Boss Tweed, and he had controlled political patronage in New York City in the aftermath of the American Civil War. Through an alliance between Tammany Hall and the Democratic Party, graft had been his stock in trade. Now his image was encouraging children to be thrifty. A penny saved. The note accompanying the gift had ended, "Look on this as a swindler of sorts for the swindled, my dear Ronald, and take your revenge by filling his belly full of pennies in time to recoup your pounds." He hadn't particularly cared for the tone of the note and had burned it. Still, the bank was a clever addition to his collection. It had been a mistake to confide in anyone, and the only reason he'd done it was to vent his rage at his own impotence. Even then, he hadn't told his friend the whole truth, that he'd invested those pounds in order to look murderers in the face, to see, if such a thing existed, what it was that made a man a killer.